these two little black steers.
I see.
And after a while, he got horses, but he used to go with that little black steer and they're pretty good. Right?
Would they have a yoke?
Yes.
It'd be a heavy thing.
Yeah, a little yoke go around the neck and fasten on top. And press right here. I don't see how they could pull and press right here, you know. That road used to be so bad you couldn't go over it hardly before they got to working it. Mm-hmm. And that's what they...
So they'd be better than a mule, right?
Yeah.
They'd be stronger than a mule, would they? An ox would be...
Well, about the same. I reckon the mules could put it. Oxen could, too.
They'd be about as strong. They never sold much wood, and they'd have to burn it off. Have to burn the wood to get rid of it?
Yes. Well, they used fireplaces then. They used a lot of wood in the fireplace.
But these log rolling things, they just...
They'd burn the big logs, you know, great big trees. They'd trim the brush up and pile them up above these old logs. Sometimes they'd burn 2 or 3 days, you know.
I see.
They'd burn in the middle and the ends would fall back, go ahead and push the ends in and make them burn it all up. Same way about the quilting. If I'd put in a quilt, then the ladies would come in and have me quilt. We'd all have dinner together. They'd bring a dish and I'd have a dish. And we'd quilt and talk about one another. Talk about the others.
And that love going?
Yes, indeed. I'm really having a great time. You have a remarkable memory. These things...
Well, some things I forget. I can't. Well, after a while, maybe I'll think of something else, but I don't know.
Seems to back very easily to you. Do you recall anything else about the dresses you wore, or the shoes, or anything like that?
You used to have button shoes.
You did?
Some way up here. Uh-huh. Have to have a shoe button or a button on a piece of tape. Some of them would be laced up. How big a hole you got in, you just have to unlace them before you can get out.
See.
I'm glad to quit that.
That was mostly for style, was it?
Yes, that was a style then.
Well, if they came up to here, you wouldn't be bothered with those little bugs.
No.
What do you call those?
Red bugs.
Red bugs. They call them chiggers.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Well, that would save you from...
They'd eat you up too. So little you can hardly see them.
It's around the ankle.
Pick blackberries, you get full of them.
If you had something that if you had something different kinds of jewelry, do you remember that you enjoy wearing
bracelets?
Uh-huh.
Right. I didn't have. But my engagement ring, the only one I've had.
That's the only one. Your wedding ring.
Wedding ring. I did love jewelry.
You did?
I don't know if to wear it now.
Mm-hmm.
Got a box full and now I never put it on.
Don't bother.
I guess when I was younger, I might have liked it, but I don't fool with it.
How old was your husband? Was he the same age as you?
No, he was 6 years older than I was.
Well, he was. How old was he when he died?
He was about between 75 and 80. Mm-hmm. He'd been dead a long time.
Was he a Baptist?
Well, he was a Methodist when I married him, and I was a Baptist. Because I was raised up in a Baptist home. I didn't know nothing else. I had to be a Baptist. Well, he joined the Baptist with me. Well, we communed with the Presbyterians once, and the Baptist turned us out. So then I said, we joined the Presbyterians.
I see.
And I told him, I said, but the children of Methodists, why don't we join too? He says, no, I've been around once, ain't going back no more.
I see. So you stayed Presbyterian?
I'm Presbyterian. Of course, we don't have any Presbyterian preachers out there now. We used to have a mighty smart old man. He stayed with us when he came out there.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So I'm just everything, nothing.
Everything.
Everything and nothing too.
The church must have been the most important thing in your life.
Yes.
It's the only place to go.
Well, we always went. Mm. We lived right there. We was always there with that. One night we was having a protracted meeting. And this little brother of mine was little, we was little fellows. And we had a lot of company. Always had a lot of company. My daddy took everybody in to come along the road. And when the preaching was over, we all went across up to the house, you know. Put out the light at the church and went home. And we couldn't find this little brother. Come on. He had gone outside, we waked him up, he was sleeping in church. And he laid down on the outside on the porch, lying there dead asleep.
I see.
Had to go back and get him. He'd have woke up down there and had a fit.
I see.